Extracts from the Writings and Utterances of Abdu'l-Bahá. 7. The prestige of the faith of God has immensely increased. Its greatness is now manifest. The day is approaching when it will have cast a tremendous tumult in men's hearts. Rejoice, therefore, O denizens of America, rejoice with exceeding gladness. 8. In these days, the cause of God the world over is fast growing in power, and day by day is spreading further and further to the utmost bounds of the earth. Its enemies, therefore, from all the kindreds and peoples of the world are growing aggressive, malevolent, envious, and bitterly hostile. It is incumbent upon the loved ones of God to exercise the greatest care and prudence in all things, whether great or small, to take counsel together and unitedly resist the onslaught of the stirrers up of strife and the movers of mischief. 9. O thou exalted bough of the divine lote tree, when thou art disdained and rejected by the wicked doers, be not cast down, and at the power and stiff-neckedness of the presumptuous, be neither vexed nor sick at heart. For such is the way of heedless souls from time out of mind. Oh, the misery of men! No messenger cometh unto them, but they laugh him to scorn. Indeed, the attacks and the obstructiveness of the ignorant but cause the word of God to be exalted and spread his signs and tokens far and wide. Were it not for this opposition by the disdainful, this obduracy of the slanderers, this shouting from the pulpits, this crying and wailing of great and small alike, these accusations of unbelief levelled by the ignorant, this uproar from the foolish, how could news of the advent of the primal point and the bright dawning of the day star of Baha ever have reached to east and west? How else could the planet have been rocked from pole to pole? How else could Persia have become the focal point of scattering splendours, and Asia Minor the radiating heart of the beauty of the Lord? However else could the flame of the manifestation have spread into the south? By what means could the cries of God have been heard in the far north? How else could his summons have been heard in the continents of America and of Africa the dark? How else could the cockcrow of heaven have penetrated those ears? How else could the sweet parrots of India have come upon this sugar, or nightingales have lifted up their warblings out of the land of Iraq? What else could set the east and west to dancing? How else could this consecrated spot become the throne of the beauty of God? How else could Sinai behold this burning brightness? How could the Advent's flame adorn that mount? How else could the Holy Land be made the footstool of God's beauty, and the holy veil of Tawa become the site of excellence and grace, the sacred spot where Moses put off his shoes? How could the breaths of heaven be carried across the veil of holiness? How could the sweet-scented, airy streams that blow out of the Abha gardens ever be perceived by those that dwell on the verdant isle? How else could the pledges of the prophets, the joyous tidings of the holy seers of old, the stirring promises given unto this sacred place by the manifestations of God, ever have been fulfilled? All these blessings and bestowals, the very means of proclaiming the faith, have come about through the scorn of the ignorant, the opposition of the foolish, the stubbornness of the dull-witted, the violence of the aggressor. Had it not been for these things, the news of the Bab's advent would not to this day have reached even into lands hard by. Wherefore, we should never grieve over the blindness of the unwitting, the attacks of the foolish, the hostility of the low and base, the heedlessness of the divines, the charges of infidelity brought against us by the empty of mind. Such too was their way in ages past, nor would it be thus if they were of those who know. But they are benighted, and they come not close to understanding what is told them. 10. The friends in the West will unquestionably have their share of the calamities befalling the friends in the East. It is inevitable that walking the pathway of Baha'u'llah, they too will become targets for persecution by the oppressors. Now ye as well must certainly become my partners to some slight degree and accept your share of tests and sorrows. But these episodes shall pass away, while that abiding glory and eternal life shall remain unchanged forever. Moreover, these afflictions shall be the cause of great advancement. 11. This day, the powers of all the leaders of religion are directed towards the dispersion of the congregation of the All-Merciful and the shattering of the divine edifice. The hosts of the world, whether material, cultural, or political, are from every side launching their assault, for the cause is great, very great. Its greatness is in this day clear and manifest to men's eyes. It is therefore incumbent upon all who have come within the shade of the protecting wing of God's gracious providence to evince by his divine and merciful assistance such conspicuous steadfastness and firmness as will arrest the gaze and astound the minds of all. At the time of the ascension of the Spirit, Jesus Christ, the company of those who accepted the new revelation numbered no more than a few souls. So intense was the alarm and perturbation to which that event gave rise, that for a time these souls were quite overcome by their agitation and confusion. Then, a few days later, a woman by the name of Mary Magdalena arose and by her own example instilled into them a constancy and firmness which enabled them to arise for the propagation of the Word of God. Although to outward seeming they were no more than fishermen and dyers, yet through the holy confirmations of the cause of God, they carried the divine fragrances far and wide, sweetening the breaths of all who inhaled their fragrance and bringing new life to every understanding heart. Take courage then, O ye trusted friends of God, from the appearance of this mighty and all-swaying power, which was like unto a spirit that permeated the body of the world, making it vibrant with its pulse, and causing the pillars of idolatry to shake and tremble. 12. A large multitude of people will arise against you, showing oppression, expressing contumely and derision, shunning your society and heaping upon you ridicule. However, the Heavenly Father will illumine you to such an extent that, like unto the rays of the sun, you shall scatter the dark clouds of superstition, shine gloriously in the midst of heaven, and illumine the face of the earth. You must make firm the feet at the time when these trials transpire. and demonstrate forbearance and patience. You must withstand them with the utmost love and kindness. Consider their oppression and persecution as the caprice of children, and do not give any importance to whatever they do. For at the end, the illumination of the kingdom will overwhelm the darkness of the world, and the exaltation and grandeur of your station will become apparent and manifest. Rest ye assured. 13. Ere long, the wicked doers in that land will arise to heap denunciations upon the true believers and vent their spite upon the company of the faithful. Each day they will inflict a galling wound, each hour a stunning blow. Rebuking the friends for the love they bear Baha'u'llah and Abdu'l-Bahá, they will consider justified their denunciations, their scorn and malice, and spare no effort to do the friends whatever injury it lieth within their power to inflict. Such conduct is at one with the modes and practices of the people aforetime. In bygone centuries, in the days of the appearance of the holy manifestations, the people acted in just this manner, and now, in these days, it is inevitable that they will repeat such actions, nay, act with greater perversity than before. Hence it is certain that thou wilt be afflicted with adversities, tests, and injuries for the sake of the blessed beauty. Yet these afflictions shall be the purest bounties and bestowals, and a token of thy acceptance at the divine threshold. 14. But after I leave, some people may arise in opposition, heaping persecutions upon you in their bitterness. And in the newspapers there may be articles published against the cause. Rest ye in the assurance of firmness. Be well poised and serene, remembering that this is only as the harmless twittering of sparrows, and that it will soon pass away. Therefore my purpose is to warn and strengthen you against accusations, criticisms, revilings and derision in newspaper articles or other publications. Be not disturbed by them. They are the very confirmation of the cause, the very source of upbuilding to the movement. May God confirm the day when a score of ministers of the churches may arise and with bared heads cry at the top of their voices that the Baha'is are misguided. I would like to see that day, for that is the time when the cause of God will spread. Baha'u'llah has pronounced such as these the couriers of the cause. They will proclaim from pulpits that the Baha'is are fools, that they are a wicked and unrighteous people. But be ye steadfast and unwavering in the cause of God. They will spread the message of Baha'u'llah.